Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. A tremendous Saturday to you. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. It's great to have you back for another jam-packed week of never-ending motivational, inspirational podcasts to help you along your journey to Saturday. Yeah. I know it's January 27th, Monday, January 27th, as of the date of this recording. But you know, the calendar's all Saturdays when you're living in this world. If it's your first time, I'm an ex-stutter. It is so awesome to get tripped up on words. And not, you know, it'd be very easy to just hit the edit button right there when I just went and couldn't speak, but I'm not going to do it. Because when you turn your mess into a message, it is to be celebrated. Nobody wants perfection. Nobody wants the supermodel with the beautiful hair and the, you know, the string bean body out there walking down the runway. That ain't reality, man. Show your flaws. Showcase who you are. Be authentic. People will love you for it. And it leads perfectly into today's message of leading a life of significance. But before we get into there, if you're a first-time listener, head on over to everydayissaturday.com. Drop your name and email in there so we can stay in touch, keep you motivated, inspired, and accountable on your road to Saturday as well. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I'm always on Twitter. Use the hashtag EveryDayIsSaturday. Let me know you're listening. Give us suggestions for the show. Whatever, man. We love the feedback of all the listeners in over 100 countries to the Everyday Saturday show. So let's start. Last week we talked about modeling others, modeling successful people, and how it can help you, how you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to discover and blaze a brand new trail. You can blaze your trail, but you don't need to go out there. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg built Facebook. Was it the first social networking site? No. See MySpace and a boatload of others. Now, he took that and made it his and has a billion people using it. That's pretty cool. You can do that. You know, you can do exactly the same thing. You can take what someone has already done. Heck, you can take this show. You can take the podcast that I've got right here. You know, I train people how to podcast. It's called Podcast House. And if you go to podcasthouse.com, you can enroll in our course. I'll teach you exactly how to do it, what I do right here. Just uploading an audio online and allowing a bunch of different platforms to promote you for absolutely no charge. Just go to podcasthouse.com if you have an interest in getting your message out. You really should. I mean, this is so much fun to do every day. There's no boss. There's no production manager telling you what you have to talk about or anything like that. You just grip it and rip it, man. You know, we have no script on this show, which is what the show is all about. It's about authenticity. It's about getting the message out, about making every day Saturday. And there's nothing rehearsed and contrived. Look, I left that behind in a job. Now, if you currently have a job or you've ever worked for somebody in the past, you know what it's like. You've got this unique DNA inside of you, and it's not allowed to be showcased all the time, 24/7. You're not allowed to make mistakes in a job. If you make mistakes in a job, you get what? You get punished. You know, you don't get that promotion or you don't get the 5% raise at the end of the year. Being an entrepreneur, mistakes equal money. You might want to write that one down. Mistakes equal money. And I'll tell you why. Because when you make mistakes, you're never going to make the same one twice because you know it's going to cost you money. You're also going to learn on the job and you'll be able to apply it immediately. You know, let's say you want to launch your own product online. Maybe you want to get an ebook out there or some sort of audio like this, or you want to shoot a video. It's very easy to do. We talked about it last week when we talked about modeling other people that have done product launches or whatever it is. Open up a brick and mortar store in your local neighborhood. Someone's already done it and they've left the clues for you on how to do it. All you need to do is just take it and do it yourself. But let's say you make a mistake. You flubbed the dub. Oh, we underestimated our expenses, which always happens, by the way, 100% of the time. No matter how high you budget for expenses, when you launch something new, you always go over. Just understand that. It's going to happen. And we did what? We underestimated our revenue. Uh-oh, time to fold up the tent and go home because we're not going to make it. Did you know that 9 out of 10 businesses fail in the first year? And of the ones that make it, 9 out of 10 of those fails in the next 5 years. At least that's what I've been watching on the news. Come on, man. Let's go. Get a snap out of it. That's the problem. You're hanging around too many people that listen to that crap, which is all it is crap. If a guy like me can sit here and shout into a microphone each and every day and build a brand and not having to cash a check for the past 7 years and counting, you can too. But you got to believe. You got to believe that you can do it. You got to wipe all that crap out of your mind that people have been putting inside there for so long, trying to bring you down so they don't look bad when you become successful after you go for your dream. That's all it's about. People want to keep you down so they don't look bad. You know that, right? I mean, you understand that, right? All right, let's talk about leading a life of significance because I'm all fired up. Hey, I want to give you a book to read. If you've never read this book before, it's awesome. It's called The Meaning of Life, Man's Search for Meaning. Man's Search for Meaning. It's about the meaning of life, but I just get, as usual, way ahead of myself. Viktor Frankl, V-I-K, T as in Tom, O-R, Viktor Frankl, F-R-A-N-K-L. I'm going to read a passage from theatlantic.com that does pretty good justice to a bio for Viktor Frankl. And I'm always searching for the meaning of life. I mean, I am always searching for my purpose, my passion, and I want to do what you want to do. Here's what you want to do, and I don't even need to ask you this question. We don't need to like be sitting at Starbucks or anything right now for me to get the answer to this question. What's more important to you, success or significance? Success, meaning money, power, prestige, or significance, being remembered for something. Of course you're going to choose significance, right? But then why does everybody get focused on money and success? Yeah, I told everybody as I was going up the corporate ladder, this is it. I got 3 promotions in 4 years between 2000 and 2004, okay? I went from running a team of 7 people to running a division of $90 million and like 70 or 80 people, which sounds sexy. It sucked, okay? It sucked. Do you know why? Because of the person I had to become along the way. No longer was I Sam Crowley, the happy-go-lucky, fun-loving individual who trusted everybody. I mean, I trusted everybody. I went from being the corporate drone stuck in meeting after meeting after meeting, catching fire from below me and subordinates, catching fire from above me and supervisors, sandwiched in the middle, and hating every minute of my day that I had to spend at work. Now, some people will admit that they do that every day. Others won't because their pride gets in the way. But when you discover that, hey, I only got a limited amount of time, I cannot put myself in this situation, that's when you discover the meaning of life and your purpose. We're going to talk about that this entire week. We're going to focus on significance. Is that okay? So make sure you pick up the book, Man's Search for Meaning. I bought it on Amazon 5 years ago for like $2. New, I think. I think it was new, too. Anyway, from theatlantic.com, in September 1942, Viktor Frankl, a prominent Jewish psychiatrist and neurologist in Vienna, was arrested and transported to a Nazi concentration camp with his wife and parents. 3 years later, when his camp was liberated, most of his family, including his pregnant wife, had perished. But he, prisoner number 119104, had lived. In his best-selling 1946 book, Man's Search for Meaning, which he wrote in 9 days, by the way, about his experiences in the camps, Frankl concluded that the difference between those who had lived and those who had died came down to one thing, meaning, an insight he came to early in life. See, when he was in high school, one of his science teachers declared to the class, life is nothing more than a combustion process, a process of oxidation. Frankl jumped out of his chair and responded, "Sir, if this is so, then what can be the meaning of life? It's a high school kid talking. As he saw in the camps, those who found meaning, even in the most horrendous circumstances, were far more resilient to suffering than those who did not. Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, Frankl wrote in Man's Search for Meaning. Everything can be taken from man but one thing. The last of the human freedoms. And here we go. You ready? Focus on this, people. Focus on this. The last one of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Think about that. Wherever you are right now, whatever circumstance you find yourself in, I know it can be tough, man. I know it can be dire. Too much month at the end of the money. People shooting arrows at you. You're trying to get this big dream off the ground, and it just doesn't seem to be working. You can choose. You still have the freedom to choose your attitude. And subsequently, whether or not that attitude, wherever it is right now, is going to lend itself to significance. Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? Why'd you wake up today? Oh, I got up because my alarm went up. No. I got up because I have to go to work. No. I got up because I couldn't sleep in. It was too cold. No. Why'd you get up? Or are you still sleepwalking? You know, 25% of the, you know, most people, rather, at the age of 25, are dead. It just takes 50 years to bury them. Those are the people that never woke up. You need to wake up. As we get into this series all week about significance, I'm going to challenge you, and it may get a little uncomfortable. Is that okay? Look, we're not here to, we are here to motivate, inspire, and empower you. Absolutely. You know, guys, you guys know I love everybody that's got a dream and is willing to stand up on that dream. But here's the problem. You're telling that dream to the wrong people. You don't go tell broke people about your dream. You don't go to the nearest negative family member and say, guess what I'm going to do with my life? As they're like, what? Are you going to try that thing again that you tried before? Or is this something different? No. You don't go to the morons and ask them what they think. You know, Bob Proctor, when I interviewed him, man, great. I still take this away. I think I probably talked about this on 50 podcasts. I've interviewed Bob a few times on my show. And he said when he first got excited about the very first cassette tape he put together on personal development. You know, Bob was a fireman making $4,000 a year in Toronto. $4,000 a year. In 1960, then he picked up a book to change his life, Think and Grow Rich. And now he teaches right from that book. And Bob brought cassette tapes over a buddy's house one day and says, hey, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? He's like, he listened to it like, oh, wow, this is stupid. That was it. Bob was crushed. Crushed. But you know what he learned? Never, ever is he going to share his dream again with anybody else who doesn't get it. Because if you're going to live a life of significance, you need to find other people in your life who also believe that they have a purpose and a meaning in their life, who also believe that they have the freedom to choose their attitude. You ever been around somebody who's like, oh, this just sucks? I mean, you know, you go to lunch with them, grab a drink, grab a cup of coffee. You know going in there that you're going to have to be on your A game. Like, you're extra motivated. You got to take it almost to 200% of crazy motivation just to absorb the negative, toxic crap that's going to happen in that conversation. You know, I mean, you feel me? Can you feel me? Seriously. So if you're going to live a significant life, you better damn well find other people in your life. And it ain't going to be many. It might be one or two people at start, at the beginning. Because we're talking about, you know, you got to go build now your sphere of influence with people who believe in living a life of significance, you know. Find a Sam Crowley. Find a Sam Crowley in your life. Find somebody who you couldn't say something crazy enough to. And have them say, well, that's stupid. You know, I go to events. Why do I go to it? Why do I get on an airplane? Why do I leave my house, my kids, my wife behind, go in the parking garage, spend $100 just to park at the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky airport, get on an airplane, fight through all that nuttiness that happens, misconnections and all that stuff, to go to a live event with other entrepreneurs. Because that's where my tank gets full. Whether I'm on stage or whether I'm in the front row. By the way, when you go to events, always sit as close to the stage as you can. The energy that comes from that is amazing. It's like stealing. When you go to live events, I always sit in the front row. I don't care. Whenever the doors, I run to the front row. At church, I sit in the front row. Why? Because that's where the action is. It's like you almost feel guilty. Most people paid $100 for a ticket, maybe, to go to an event. Maybe go see Tony Robbins. You spend $2,000. I got $5,000 by sitting in the front row, baby, because of the energy that's coming. Concerts, front row. Oh, but it's $200. Well, okay, a regular concert ticket's $100. It's $200 for front row. The greatest experience. Well, let me finish that thought. It's $200 for the front row. It was worth $10,000. The greatest experience, if you haven't heard me talk about my best concert of my entire life ever, I mean ever, was going to see New Edition in Toledo, Ohio, April of 2012. I was on StubHub just searching around tickets. I don't even know why, but thank God I was. I grew up with New Edition, Bell Biv DeVoe, Bobby Brown, Ralph Tresvant, Johnny Gill. And they were playing in Toledo, just 3 hours away from Cincy, three or four. It didn't matter. Could have been 300. I drove up there. I got a front row seat, drove up there on a Friday night. And let me tell you, man, it was 1988 all over again. Amazing time. It cost me $200, I think, for that front row ticket. I still talk about it today. It's January, almost 2 years later, 2014. I'm still talking about it. That's significant. Oh, Sam, it's not significant to go to a concert. It is. You know why? Because I didn't have to get up and tell my boss and call and make up some stupid excuse why I couldn't come into work that day or why I had to leave early. I loved my kids up the whole week knowing I wouldn't be around for one night, Friday night. See, I was in control. Are you in control? Why'd you wake up today? Did you wake up today because you're in control? Because you're carving out a brand new day for yourself, that you're going to squeeze everything there is out of this day? Oh, Sam, nobody does that. Well, maybe. I mean, you can't be on every day, 365 days. I know we're all human. I know life happens. Bad things happen to good people. But damn it, you can try. You can try. What would happen? You wake up with a crappy attitude. You wake up with a crappy attitude. You know your day's going nowhere but downhill. True or true? You wake up with an amazing attitude. I don't care if the coffee tastes bad, the toast is burnt, takes 20 minutes to warm the car up. You keep that great attitude. Because as we build on this message of significance all week this week on the Everyday Saturday Show, by the way, quick break. Can you do me a favor? If you really love me and you love the show, can you go to iTunes, open it up, click on the ratings and leave me and our show a 5-star and a great review. Leave a comment. How has the show impacted you? We'd love to get the message out there because it's really how we're going to get ranked higher on iTunes and get more people to download the show and help you out as well. All right? So just go into iTunes, leave a great review. I would certainly appreciate it. But your choice today and your charge today as we close today's show is to get that attitude. The one thing Viktor Frankl said that you can control. Because if we're going to build on this message of significance, you cannot do it with a bad attitude. You can't. And think about really what is happening to your life. It could be a situation where you're giving a tremendous amount of meaning to something. I do this, guilty, two hands in the air, and I've done it a billion times, and it's one of my biggest flaws, and I'm working so hard to try to fix it. I give meaning to people and what they say. When I was in a job, I used to think that my boss or our CEO would literally conspire and plot against me every day of my life just to see how they could make my life more miserable at work. I would analyze every word they said. What did he mean by good morning, Sam? What did he mean by that? Because I didn't like the way that sounded. And my wife thought I was losing my mind, and quite honestly, I was. I try not, and I'm still working. Like I said, man, I am a work in progress. That's why I let this show rip with no notes in front of me, because I want you to feel the real me. Are you feeling the real me today? Are you feeling it? Say, I feel it. Just say it. I feel it. Shout it out the window. I don't care. Shout it from the treadmill. Say, I feel it. Let people look at you like you lost your mind. I get that every day, everywhere I'm at. Everybody thinks I've lost my mind, but I haven't. I've gained a life, and I want you to gain that same life. I want you to go back to when you were 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, when you were a kid that you couldn't fail. You could do no wrong. You were Superman, Wonder Woman, jumping off of couches. Maybe the glamour girl, like my daughters, you pretend you're movie stars, put the makeup on in the mirror every night. I want you to be that movie star. And it starts with you controlling the only thing that you can't control while you are alive, by the way, and that's your attitude. Tomorrow we're going to talk more about significance. And by the end of this week, this series on significance, let me tell you, my friend, you will wake up with purpose, you will wake up with passion, and you will be on your way to Saturday living in Champion Estates. Man, I know it. I feel it. It's my prayer for you. I know it's going to happen. Can I get an amen from the congregation? My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.